Hi, I'm David Bearden, and I'm a new faculty here at the University of Rochester. I just started as an assistant professor in the Department of Neurology. I actually started here in medical school, so I was here as a medical student from 2002 to 2006. And being a medical student here was really what made me want to go into neurology in the first place. So two people who were big influences on my decision to go into neurology were Ralph Josefowitz and Jonathan Mink. So I still remember my first encounter with Dr. Mink when I was a medical student. He was giving one of the introductory lectures to child neurology, and he said something along the lines of, you know, lots of medical students want to help people and want to work towards social justice, and if you want to do that, child neurology is a really great way to do that. And I remember thinking about that at the time and thinking, you know, that's something that really interests me, and that might be something that I would want to go into. Other things I remember from that rotation were just that the neurologists were such incredibly good teachers, and all the neurologists that I worked with just really impressed me with their interest in teaching, and of course the neurologic exam was a big thing that was extremely appealing to me as a medical student, and still, you know, of course, is one of the big appeals of being a neurologist. So after working with Dr. Myers and Dr. Mink and Dr. Josefowitz on the rotation, I got very interested in neurology and child neurology specifically, and decided to go into child neurology. So I went into child neurology and did my training at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia and the University of Pennsylvania. I'd always had an interest in HIV. Even before I went to medical school, I had been involved with HIV research. As a neurologist in training, I started getting very interested in global health work. So during my training, I had the opportunity to start working in Botswana and Southern Africa, and I started doing clinical care and teaching there, and also started my research interest in neurologic complications of HIV. So starting in 2008, I've been working in Botswana for a few months every year. So it's now been about 10 years that I've been working in Africa, and when I'm there in Botswana, I do a combination of teaching, clinical care, and research. And, you know, I remember as a medical student here at the University of Rochester, Dr. Josefowitz's big maxim was that as a neurologist, you have to be able to make a diagnosis in a power failure. And that actually happens in Africa quite often, that we are, in fact, making diagnoses and treating patients in power failures. And we often don't have access to the kind of technology or testing that we have in the United States. But as a neurologist, kind of with a focus on the history and exam, you know, you don't always need those things, and you're able to actually provide high quality care as a neurologist, even without power and without tests and MRIs. And those are kind of key things that I learned in my training at the University of Rochester and later on at Children's Hospital, that I think have really served me well in the work in Africa. So I was working at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia for several years, and I had the opportunity to come back to University of Rochester. And I was very, very excited about that because of all the great people here. And I was excited to come back and work with some of my old friends from the department. One of the really exciting things about coming back is how supportive the department is now towards global health work. And the department has really had a long history of supporting global health work from Dr. Myers' work in the Seychelles to other department members who've been very involved. But Gretchen Burbeck being part of the department here, Dr. Burbeck is really kind of one of the big leaders in global health research. So it was really exciting to me as junior faculty to come back here and being able to have a chance to work with Dr. Burbeck here. So I just started back on the faculty at University of Rochester, my plans are to be here as a neurologist doing clinical care and teaching, which has always been a big interest of mine. I'll also be working with Dr. Burbeck in Zambia, and I'll be starting my own research projects in Botswana and Zambia, again focusing on central nervous system infections and neurologic complications of HIV. So it's great to be back.